Good morning, guys. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Tune in for a Black Diamond Experience. Hope all is well out there. I miss you guys. All I want to say is Happy New Year. We about done with the month of January. And I look at it like, hey, we can only take one day at a time. I hope all of my listeners out there, all my podcasters out there, y'all still pushing, doing what we got to do, staying positive. You know, we still fighting the COVID thing. I want to give a big shout out to all of those who still putting up the fight, you know, practicing safety, wearing their masks, doing what they got to do as a people for us to get rid of this monster, you know, and to all of those who lost family members and loved ones to COVID-19, I give you my love and condolences as well. You know, the Black Diamond always keeps you in her thoughts and prayers. Not for nothing. Quick report on me and the girls and updates. The last, 2 weeks, the cold weather is coming in. So reporting live from New York City, it is cold, guys. Other than that, I'm in good spirits. The girls are still doing the remote learning. New York City is trying to bring some of the kids back for February the 1st for in-person learning, the ones that are signed up. I haven't actually signed mine back up for in-person learning yet because I'm trying to see if this second wave or whatever they got going on in America going to do, you know, and just trying to keep the girls on the right track, keep myself on the right track, keep pushing forward, keep educating the people, and keep doing what we got to do to stay alive, guys. And like I tell you guys all the time, drink that bottle of water for the Black Diamond. Drink your teas, your mutual, virtual, whatever you got to do to keep your spirit up. Do whatever you need to do to keep yourself going. And like I told you guys, ginger is a natural healing medicine. You can do anything with ginger. Like I said, once you boil it on the stove, you can pour that black juice off the ginger root into a cup, add your lime, add your honey and all of that. It's going to get any inflammation or anything you got going on in your body. That same ginger that you boil in the pot, you can take it, put it in a cup, smash it up, add you a little coconut oil, Vaseline or whatever you prefer, and make a little paste. Wherever you have sore joints set on your body, arthritis, whatever you got going on, you can rub it there, do whatever you got to do. And hey, just keep on pushing it. I tell a lot of people, Dr. Sebi, Dr. D-R Sebi, S-E-B-I, he was this great black man. He has a lot of, you know, videos and, you know, instructions and guides to like healthy things you can eat and take for all type of stuff. So at the end of the day, all you have to do is, you know, keep on doing what you got to do to get your immune system to where it needs to be at to keep your immune system boosted up. So, you know, not for nothing. We got to keep pushing to stay alive, guys. The Cheekaboos is up doing what they got to do. We got baby London. She's up right now. And this morning we're having third grade assembly at Brooklyn School, so they're doing that thing.
Take the exam.
Principal Cameron speaking.
How you're moving along nicely with your reading. Teachers, please ensure that you're taking attendance as we have a lot of children on.
Yes, so Brooklyn, I'm having a great wide assembly. And, you know. Hey, Sugarfoot, you want to tell the people good morning?
Good morning.
It's me, London.
And me, London.
Yes. Get up here and eat your stuff. Yeah, so you know, guys, just me and the girls doing what we gotta do, staying on top. Come on, Chico.
Mommy, I'm on my break for 10 o'clock.
Okay, y'all, 10 o'clock break. Mm-hmm. You wanna tell the people good morning?
Good morning, everybody.
How's remote learning been going? Hold this real quick. How's your remote learning been going?
Good. I just had a third grade assembly. It was about Nigeria. And they did really good.
You did really good. Well, I'm glad you're loving it, Brooklyn. Got to keep Brooklyn inspired.
At the end and they did good.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep her inspired, keep them going. And, you know, we over here in La La Barbie doll world, so we just keep ourselves going. We had some pretty rough days during the pandemic, but, hey, we make the best of it. We take lemons and make lemonade. Yeah, but not for nothing, guys. We're staying positive. We're staying in the know. We're encouraging others. The girls are safe. They're healthy. And, you know, they got this vaccine thing that everybody's talking about right now. But not for nothing, guys. I'm not with it. You hear me? Mommy, it's enough. Okay, baby. Yeah, but, guys, like I was saying, not for nothing. The most I ever let the girls do is take the flu shot. And, like, you know, your immune system is trying to... It's like the infections is going in your body and your immune system is building up to know how to fight it off, to learn how to fight it off. So when those flu shots go inside the kids, they still get sick. Okay, they're going to get sick. A common cold is natural, you know. So if they get sick, all they got to learn how to do is fight it off. I'm going to get your towel. Yeah, so, you know, fight those infections off. But the flu shot is the furthest I'm going to go with the girls. I'm not letting them get no vaccination or none of that. And if they think that they're going to just vaccinate our kids just for them to go to school, that's never happening, okay? It's going to be a lot of controversy, a lot of angry parents and stuff like that because everybody's not with it. And a lot of people done died. Some people done died from this vaccination. I mean, like, and how all of a sudden they come up with a vaccination for this deadly thing that's done killed over 400,000 people, but yet we don't have no vaccination for cancer and all this other stuff that's been killing our people for years. So think about it. Just think about it, think about it, think about it, think about it, you know, because I think about it every day for the safety of myself, my children. Yes, we want to be immuned up. Yes, we want to be saved from any, you know, diseases and infections that come into our world. But at the same time, we don't want to help kill ourselves taking something that they created overnight. You hear me? So, you know, just let y'all know the Black Diamond love y'all. I'm on it. We're doing our research. We're staying in the know. We're doing what we got to do. To stay in the know. And not for nothing, guys, I got some new projects going on. Like I tell you guys, always tune in. You don't know what the Black Diamond got going on. I got a lot of new business moves, a lot of new things that I'm doing, you know, getting myself together for my next big move for the 2021. And although we're going through the pandemic, guys, you still got to keep pushing forward. Get those LLCs, get those business licenses, get those whatever entity that you need to move forward. Get that. Motivate yourself, push yourself, get up every day, do what you got to do. Have your weekly, daily, you know, affirmations, whatever you need to keep going to motivate yourself. I look at it as, hey, you're what you're made of, okay? So sometimes we got to encourage ourselves, inspire ourselves, and, you know, just stay full of aspirations, you know? And then at the end of the day, it'll all work out. Eventually, it will all work out. Yes, yes, yes. I'm just taking it easy with the girls. But I miss you guys. I miss talking to my podcasters and to all my listeners' supports out there. Oh, excuse me, guys. Big shout out to Anchor. Big shout out to all the platforms who's given me an opportunity and a space that where I can, you know, do what I got to do and talk to the people freely without being interrupted. Like, I love podcasting. I love, you know, the support, the networks. Like, it's a big thing for me. And, like, if you like to inspire people, encourage people, and you love to talk and you outspoken, this is the perfect thing for you. I started my platform through Anchor, and now I'm on actually 12 platforms. Y'all can Google me on any website, Black Diamond, B-L-A-K, Diamond, D-I-M-E-O-N-D, 2020, and just look me up and support your girl. And like I tell people, it's nothing to support. All my support listeners that do have monthly contributions, the support is very appreciated. I'm thankful. I'm thoughtful. I've been putting together some new ideas for my podcast because I want to start going live once I get everything situated for my new business ideas and new adventures that I'm moving into. I want to share the world with you guys live. So that's future making. That's future making. We ain't got there yet. But you already know the Black Diamond be on it. Other than that, we're staying encouraged. And always remember, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Always remember. Yes, yes. Encourage yourself. Do what you got to do. Stay strong. Stay positive. Stay willpower. Do what you got to do to survive. Take care of you. Take care of your children. Don't let the enemy think that they can win just because we're going through a pandemic. And like I always say to each and every one of you out there that's going through the COVID-19, the loss of a loved one, a friend, or whatever. I have lost a lot of friends during this pandemic. All I can tell you to do is lift your head up high to the God and let God know to ease your pain, give you strength, and give you guidance, and you will be on your way to a better you as much as you can. It's not easy. It's not easy dealing with death. A lot of families out there didn't even get to say goodbye to their people. They died in the hospitals where they couldn't even get in or get to the back or none of that. So I feel for the people. 400 and something thousand, that's not okay with me. Okay, period. Like, I mourn. I hurt. I feel the pain of the American people when you lose a loved one and can't say goodbye. Lord knows I lost a dear, dear friend of mine. And his name was Christopher Powell Nolhoff. And let me tell y'all something. He was one of the friends that I know was a special gift to me on this earth. And when I tell you, a ride or die, he was a ride or die friend, okay? He was the best friend I ever had in this world. Far as like, you know, the dilemmas and the issues and stuff I was going through in life at a young age. He was so smart, brilliant, hardworking. I mean, oh my God. He was one of God's angels. And I lost him a couple weeks ago. And I didn't get to say goodbye. You know, but I did talk to him for the holidays, and Lord knows if I knew those was the last holidays that I see him, you know, every moment got to be cherished. You never know when your last day going to be, you know, just got to stay positive and stay prayed up. But not for nothing, like I said, hold your head up out there, stay strong, keep pushing, do what you have to do, keep your children safe. And for all the parents who are letting their kids go back to in-person school, you know, just teach your kids at home their hygiene and what to be doing behind your back. Because, hey, I don't know about y'all kids, but I know mine's like to turn up behind my back. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I've been a little skeptical, and I want to see what the second wave going to do. After the spring, hopefully, we could try to get some things moving forward, because Brooklyn already got it down packed on what to do. Even the baby, she's 3 years old, but she know to keep her mask on, keep her hands clean, cover her mouth, whatever. She already know. They got everything down packed. They had it down packed before the pandemic. Okay, let's get that clear, you know. But other than that, guys, the Black Diamond loves you. Stay inspired, stay encouraged, and until next time, I'll see you again.